well, top experience, incredibly exciting. He was a very exciting visionary director, very tough, but could also be very kind, but no compromises with John Dexter. It was his way or the highway. And quite frankly, why would you want to fight that? Because his way really was the way of genius. When he'd given, this is a little story about when we, just before we opened, and there was great anticipation in the community because it had come from Britain and had been this huge success. And before the first preview, John had given a nice little dinner for us, celebrating everybody in the company, top to bottom. We were all welcome, and it was wonderful and luxurious and exciting. And then he said to us, "Now listen to me, you," and I won't tell you the word because it's not printable. "You all think that this is going to be a huge success. However, let me tell you, you are going to open this play in America. And everybody sitting in the seats, including the critics, have been psychoanalyzed. And they are probably going to tear this play to shreds." So we all, well, that took the smile off our faces. We went in to do the preview. And at the end of the first act, the boy is on the horse and all the lights are there. And he is riding this horse, Everett McGill, it was all done with masks. And it was just, we were all watching, the audience was rapt. And lights out. We went down the stairs to go to our communal dressing room, and we turned around and we heard a sound. And when we got to the bottom of the stairs, we said to the dresser, our great dresser, Blossy, "What is that sound?" And he said, "Oh, darlings, don't you know? That's the audience on stage, the children standing on their seats and screaming, and the audience in the house shouting and stamping their feet." And John Dexter was there to see it. Yeah, I get chills when I think of it. Once in a lifetime experience, as most of my experiences with John Dexter were. Great actor, great director, great person.